Marco was sitting on a carriage train on the outskirts of Paris. He was a little spaced out, listening to the Mool mantra through his earphones. It presents the compass to finding your true self, which sits within the opening of your heart. Some say that the most difficult journey in life is moving from the energy of the navel center to the heart center. Somewhat unconscious of it, he clapped rhythmically to the music, until one clap too many saw a middle-aged lady rush over to his seat. Visibly agitated, she yelled at the top of her voice, compelling him to drop his hands in his lap and stop. Her sheer aggression caught him off guard, grounding him in stark reality. In just 4 days back in France, the French wasted no time in showcasing their renowned hospitality. He had just traveled from Peru, where he stayed with a Shipibo Kanibo family, an indigenous group. Days earlier, he'd been in a tambo hut outside of the Peruvian city of Pucallpa, lying in a hammock and finishing the last chapters of his book. He felt out of tune with the Paris suburbs. He was heading to a Kundalini yoga festival at Chateau of Jambville in Yvelines. It had been 7 years since his last yoga festival in the mountains of New Mexico. With great eagerness, he wanted to end that 7-year cycle of consciousness and start anew. He was completing a loop in time and suspected the main character would resemble very little of his former self. Marco was looking forward to grounding himself for the next 8 days in the oak forest surrounding the chateau. The music and the mantras were his umbilical cord to the universe. He was intent on immersing himself into the sound current that would radiate all over the festival grounds. Unbeknown to him, his first night in a tent on the wet grass would become the perfect setting for a blues song about loss, fatality, and betrayal.